AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Pam Bondi is out as President Trump's attorney general. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
His attorney general, Pam Bondi, was one of President Trump's fiercest defenders, here clashing with House Judiciary Committee members in February.
You all should be apologizing. You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it.
But now the president says she's out. She'd drawn scrutiny over her handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files and failed efforts to bring criminal cases against Trump's political adversaries. Bondi's deputy, Todd Blanche, is stepping in as acting attorney general, though sources tell AP the president's considering EPA Chief Lee Zeldin as a permanent pick. As a member of Congress, he was also a fierce Trump defender, saying in 2019 during the first impeachment proceedings,
"It's about cherry-picking leaks, withholding key facts, and outright lying."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
France and South Korea say they'll work together on reopening the Strait of Hormuz. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
French President Emmanuel Macron and his South Korean counterpart Lee Jae-myung say they have agreed to work together. The two leaders did not take questions at their joint briefing on Friday and did not elaborate on how they would help to reopen the strait, the narrow waterway between Iran and Oman, through which about one-fifth of the world's oil passes. They've been meeting in Seoul after President Donald Trump slammed allies for not supporting the US and Israeli war against Iran. Macron was making his first visit to South Korea since taking office in 2017, after earlier visiting Japan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Trading was closed in several European countries for the Good Friday holiday. US markets trading is also closed. American employers added 178,000 new jobs last month. The Labor Department also reported the unemployment rate dipped to 4.3%. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 28 points, LeBron James was held to 13, and the Thunder routed the Lakers 139-96. Elsewhere, the Pistons downed the Timberwolves 113-108. Danis Jenkins scored 26 for coach J.B. Bickerstaff's team.
I give our guys credit. They just seem to figure out a way.
Wolves star Anthony Edwards became ineligible for the NBA postseason award 65-game minimum after being ruled out. In golf, Mark Hubbard birdied 6 of his last 8 holes to give him a one-shot lead after one round at the Texas Open. NFL, Kirk Cousins agreed to a deal with the Raiders, giving them a veteran QB to help ease the expected selection of Fernando Mendoza with the top pick. And college hoops, Sarah Strong of UConn was named the AP Women's Basketball Player of the Year ahead of Friday's Women's Final Four.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.